Tonight's shir simen reish lamid din kitzas brachas pratios. The halachas on some specific brachas. Sif aleph hamispalo al masha ova. If you say a tefillah on something which already occurred, kegon shenichnas leir. For instance, he comes into a city. Veshama kol tzvacha beir. He hears screams. He hears sirens. Vamer he says he rotsan shlo yehe kol zevetach besi. A tefillah that should not be for his house. Or his wife is expecting. It's already beyond 40 days of her pregnancy. V'amri says a tefillah, he writes on, she'teled ishti zohar, a tefillah that the child he has will be a boy. Ha is a tefillah shov, that is a wasted tefillah. Something he's doubting for something that's already happened. It's already occurred. El yispal odem al os lavo, a person davens for the future. You give thanks for the past. Could go on, for instance, you come into a city, you say, I should come into this krach, this city, and everything should be peaceful. He comes in, he says, he gives thanks that he got past customs, he got past the passport control. Bigish, let's say, it's time to leave. He rots me from Hashem. Lakenish, let's see him. Kachzel Hashem, Hashem, allow me to get out in peace. Yotze b'shom. Once he gets out, I'm a moedin from Hashem. Lakai shahotzei sani. Mikachzel Hashem, Hashem, he took me out in peace. Okashem shahotzei sani. The shalom came to lichein. The shalom v'chulu. So the same way I left in peace, my trip should be in peace. Ad brachat Hashem shmei tefillah. V'zohi tefillah sederach. That's tefillah sederach. We already wrote that, and it's halachas before in Simen Kuf Yud. Mishnah Berurah Sefkatan Aleph. Acher Arba'im Yom Le'ibura. 40 days into the pregnancy, once that has happened, after 40 days, it's already determined the child's gender. Shekvan it's Tayer Tzura Sevlad. The child is already formed inside, and its gender is determined. Now, within 40 days, such a tefillah would help. After 40 days, he could daven the child should survive. And a child that should grow up to do mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim. So Shmuel Orbach says that today it's not important to daven that your children should be boys within 40 days. And perhaps we're not on the level to daven like that. We daven the children should be healthy. That's what we daven. We don't daven for a specific gender. After 40 days, it's tefillah shav. So what's wrong with that? So what's wrong with that? So the notes being the Rosh Hashanah Golov Shalom said, it's also the same way you cannot answer an Amen Yisera, you cannot daven a tefillas shav. To daven that the child should change from a girl to a boy, that's b'chal asking for an ace. We don't ask for nisim. Se'if kan beiz lechrach, a person comes into a city, big city, dafka lechrach is specifically a big town, desham mitzuyim memunim ra'im u'mechapsim alilos. There's what to be afraid in big cities. There are people who are there looking after people who come in. They look for excuses, reasons to arrest them. So that's a concern. The notes bring from Aruch HaShulchan today, we don't have that. And Memele, we don't say these tefillos anymore. Avala'ir Kitana, but you go into a small town. Ein Tzarech Lomer Kishenichna, so we don't have to say this tefillo. Lo Acher Kach Kishyetzimen, we don't say it when we leave either. Ela Acher Kishamaksit B'derech, only when we get on the road, Oyemu, you say tefillos Aderech. Because there is danger on the road, like we learned before in Simen Kuf Yud. Sifkan Gimel v'zohi tefillas aderech v'chum, that's tefillas aderech. L'chayra, how b'simen Kuf Yud mevoyar, when you go back to Simen Kuf Yud, it was clear there. The k'sheyotz aderech oyim tefillas aderech levad. When you go out on the road, you just say tefillas aderech. B'lo hodal shav, it doesn't say anything about giving thanks on the past. V'gamein oyim osarak k'sheyotz aderech, and you only say it when you're actually on the road. So why over here does it say you should give thanks for the past and then incorporate into that the tefillah for the future? It also seems to be you're saying this as soon as you get out of the city. The answer could be in Simen Kuf Yud you were leaving a small town. So there's no fear about getting out of town. You have to say tefillas aderech because there is fear on the road. And therefore, we only say the tefillah for the future, and we only say it when you're on your trip. like I wrote in Sifkon Beis. And even though his trip may take him through a big town, he'll just say when he leaves this hodah, ad lebesof, until the end, luchasim without a bracha. Since he erased the tefillas derech at the beginning of the journey, the case in our halach and reish lamed is discussing when nichas a krach, the lancham, he comes into this big town, he spends the night there, and he's going to have to say Tfilas HaDerech in the morning when he continues his journey. Now besides that, he has to give thanks. Gaukin also, for getting out of town. In that case, we say, make it one bracha, with one chasima. Since he has to say the thanks right when he leaves the city, he'll say Tfilas HaDerech right then too, instead of further on the road when he's further out of town. So Shartzion says, that's a good shot, if the krach that he spends the night in is not his hometown. But if he lives in that krach, and then he's leaving his own town, so some say you don't have to say the hodah either because he doesn't have the concerns he has if he goes someplace else. But again, as we said before today, we don't say these tefillos because we don't have the situation that the Chazal were dealing with. Siv Beis, Hanichnas Lamoid Es Garnoi. Person goes to measure what does he have in his silo. What was the harvest? Oyem says the tefillah. Yerosu v'necha Hashem Elokai. Shetishlach bracha b'kriyas Eribonisham. Give bracha to this mound of produce. Hischa Lamoid, if he begins to measure it and count it, Oyem he says, bracha shalech bracha b'kriyas Eribonisham. Baruch to send bracha in the pile. Modat, but once he measured, va'achach berach, and then he says the bracha, how is the tefillah shav? It's an unnecessary tefillah. She'ne bracha metzuya el bedavah ha'samui min ha'ayin. Bracha is only found on things hidden from the eye. Perish the nevlam ve'enu nireh. Bracha is only on things that are concealed from the eye. Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Daled, bracha shaliach bracha v'chulu. Kosev el Yerabba writes, the yom b'lo haskaras Hashem, this should be said without Hashem's name. The davka b'moided k'deila aser matzino sheftiachas bracha bracha ad b'lidai. If a person is measuring in order to give meiser, so then we say Hashem gives a promise there'll be bracha without limit. K'mad chsev, like it says, sevias kol ha'meiser v'goyim, bring all the meiser b'chunin ha'bezos, you can test me. V'arikosechem bracha ad b'lidai, and I'll pour out bracha unlimited. So that's the only time you'll make the bracha. Se'iv gimel. Hanichnas lemerchas. When one went to the bathhouse, he said a tefillah. Omer, Yiratzu v'nerach Hashem alakai. Tachnisenu l'shalom, tatsienu l'shalom. Tatsleini mehu'ur hazeh. Save me from the fires, the kiyotzebo, the osalov, and similarly in the future. There was a concern going into those baths. Hashem, I should go in peace. I should leave in peace, and I should be spared. I shouldn't get burnt. Yotze b'shom, if he leaves in peace, Oymi says, Moedin v'nerach Hashem l'kai, Shehit Zaltani mi'or Zashem, thank you for saving me from the flames. Mr. Bursa Kohen, hey, nechaz amerchat, la'achshav lo nahagu b'tfilazu. Today we don't say this prayer, but time of the reason is, lo niskan ela b'yimeihem, this was instituted in their days, shehi masikun ha'esh mo'mata b'chafira. They would dig down underground and make a big fire. And then they put some floorboards down and a bath on top of the flames. So the bath is on this roof over the flame. There's a concern, the floor could give way and they'll fall into the flames. And it happened. It wasn't like it never happened. Nowadays, we put the oven or the furnace in the corner. We're not on top of it, so we don't have the same dangers. And Memela, we're not going to say this tefillah. Se'iv Dalet. Hanichnas ahakiz dam, oimei hirotzim lefenach Hashem lakai, she'esik ze'li l'refua, ki roi v'chinim ata. When a person would get his blood let, he would say a tefillah, to be bereshim, let this procedure be a refua, let it be healing and therapeutic. You are the roi v'chinim. Hashem heals for nothing, for free. Well, ach she'hikiz yomer, after the process, after the procedure, you should say, baruch rofei cholim. This is not just bloodletting. Any medical procedure, taking a pill, taking medicine, Lo yachshav shtia is a davar lo refu el de habari yisparshmo. He has to know in his mind that nothing heals except Ribbono Shel. He has to do his ishtadlus, but Ribbono Shel brings the healing. V'chein ayde tefila zu yosim b'tchoyin obos. When he says this tefila, he puts his faith in Hashem. V'yavakash yemenu shtia lo refu, and he davens that this should be a refu. So people say this before they take medicines. People say it before a procedure. Afterwards, sivkan zayin baruch v'feicholim. V'tzerach lom b'shem malchus. You should say it with a Shem Malchus. Avalobi Eastern Dog and Camp. I don't see that's Dominic. We don't say Shem Malchus. Misham is atesh. If a person sneezes, the Chavir Omal Asusa. So his friend says to him, Gesundheit, Asusa, Tiabari, Yomalo, you answer, Bruch Tiya, Zaygebenched. Then he should say, Lishrosa Kvis Hashem. The Omar Batan is Al Chacham and teach us. The Mitchilo Lohoya Adam Chirla Kal. And originally people didn't get sick. Elo Hoylich Bashuk, he could be walking in the street. Umesavdish, he sneezed once, umes and dropped dead. That's where Yaakov Avinu bikesh v'achol David. Yaakov Avinu David. This is not a way. Be burnish, and people shouldn't die when they sneeze. So that's why we say gesundheit, asusa, yud, when a person sneezes. Siv hey, the oilam yeh adam agalam. A person should regularly say komada ovid rachmana l'tav ovid. Whatever the burnish does, the burnish does for good. We're going through the list of tefillas and dangers a person on daily life, traveling city to city, going to take a bath, taking a medicine, his monthly or bi-monthly bloodletting, all kinds of sakonis he has to. A person should just know, whatever the Meshem does, the Meshem does for good.